Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf Shiras Bansol Lirnishpas. I'm Yaakov Shalom Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara concludes the sugya that we started in the previous Daf, and the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, who said that a woman who received a get me'ei sheni boilom right before the husband dies, so she is a suffik megureshes. We're not sure if she's megureshes, as he said in the Mishnah, is megureshes ve'enu megureshes. So the Gemara tells us, you're going to have to bring an Asham Tolui, meaning when a person doesn't know if he did a chait or not, he needs to bring a korban, which is Asham Tolui. Rashi and Tosis argue, what is the svara of Rabbi Yossi? Rashi says, the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi is, ein breira, you don't find retroactively what was the time that she got divorced. Every moment from the time the husband gives the get to the wife is a suffix, a doubt. Maybe this is the time that she's divorced, maybe not. And it remains as a suffix, and therefore she needs to bring a korban asham toli. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. One reason he says is that according to Rabbi Yossi, that ein breira, the get will never work. And therefore Tosis says that according to Rabbi Yossi had a suffix. He wasn't sure halacha is like who. Is halacha like Rabbi Meir, that the moment the woman gets the get, she's divorced? Or halacha is like a Yudo, that she gets divorced a moment before the death. And that's why he says it's a suffix. I'm not sure if she's already divorced or not. And therefore you have to bring Hashem Tolu. That's what Tosis learns the sugya. Explains the Pnei Yeshua. Why didn't Rashi agree with Tosis? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because Rabbi Yossi, we know, is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Meaning he lived after the Churban Abayis. And if so, he would never bring in Hashem Tolu because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So when will he bring the Asham Tolui? When the next Beis HaMikdash will be built? When the third Beis HaMikdash will be built? When the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, there will be the time of Mashiach. And then, says the Pnei Yeshua, who said we will have a suffix, we'll have a doubt who the halacha is? If the pshat is like Tosis, the Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is that we don't know who the halacha is, so how can Rabbi Yossi say, bring an Asham Tolui, as the Gemara says in his daf? Asham Tolu is when Beis HaMikdash will be built, and then maybe we will know who the halacha is, and there will be no Asham Tolu. So therefore Rashi explains that Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is not because he doesn't know what the halacha is, but because there's no breira. And if so, it will never be misbaril. You'll never be able to find out. As the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta, feeling mevoy liyo v'yoyimar, it doesn't help me. That's what Rashi argues in Tosis. The Ben Yeshua here alludes to the Nekudah. So when Mashiach will come, we will probably not have any machlekes. We will probably have a yishuv to all the doubts that we have. We'll have a psak halacha, a clear halacha. And I searched for the source of this concept. Will we have a machlekes in time of Mashiach, or things will be 100% clear? And I found that it's a mefeirish midrashim. The Medrash Rabo in Bereishis, Parashat Tzadikches, says, when Mashiach will come, he will teach Torah to Am Yisrael. He's going to fix all the mistakes of Am Yisrael. Says the Medrash, Omar Avchanin, they don't need Mashiach to explain to him anything. Because only the Goyim will need the Mashiach to explain to him things, not the Yidin. So the Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabba send us to a pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Aleph, where there it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do bris with Am Yisrael and will give us the Torah b'kirbam v'alibo mechtaven. He's going to write the Torah in our heart. V'lo yumadu oit ish esreo v'ish es ochiv le'emor du es Hashem. They're not going to teach each other Torah. Ki kulom yeidu oisi le'mikotrom v'ad gdoilom ne'um Hashem. Everybody will know Kadosh Baruch Hu on their own. Meaning kivyocha Kadosh Baruch Hu will be the one giving them Torah with nothing, no, not going to need a rabbi to teach you Torah. And they send us to a Yaakov Shimoni in Mishlei, that the Yaakov Shimoni says even clear. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bo'olam hazeh Yisrael meidim Torah mibosa v'dom al-dei Moshe. In this world, we need to learn Torah from human being, from Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest rabbi that we have. But, la'asid lavoi, and Yisrael lemeidim ela mipi, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Meaning, the Rosh Hashiva of the world will be a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're all going to learn Torah from Hashem. So there'll be no machlokes. There will be no opposite opinions. Torah will be clear as crystal. And that's the point that Yeshua is making in the sugya. That's why Rashi disagrees with Tosis that the suffix of Rabbi Yossi is regarding what the halacha is. Because when we'll be in the Osho Talui, in Moshe Mashiach, there will be no suffix who the halacha is. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.